Now, John Udall was in his 60s when he started struggling to keep his eyes open while driving home from the city one afternoon, and he thought to himself, I really must get an early night. His eyes were quite gritty, as if he had sand in them, so eventually he did what any rational person would do and spoke to one of his mates at the golf club. Fortunately, that mate was an optician. Now, let's let John tell the story from there. G'day, John.
Oh, g'day. Good afternoon.
Now, John, the optician diagnosed dry eye and describes eye drops. Is that right?
He did. That's it's a fairly common situation with people who suffer from blepharospasm. But the first and initial diagnosis is this dry eye condition.
Okay, so the condition that you have, we'll just say it again, is blepharospasm, right?
It is a mouthful, isn't it?
That's
one of the challenges. Blepharo is the Greek word for eyelids, and spasm means spasm, so it's spasming of the eyelids.
So back at the time when this happened, you're still working, you're attending board meetings, you're going to work every day, and you were having trouble with your eyes. What was going on with your eyes, and what were your colleagues thinking?
Well, it's mostly occurred when I was driving in the sun in the afternoon, and I was progressively noticed that I was struggling to keep my eyes open. And, you know, and sitting watching television in the evening, I found that I was using my hand and my fingers to sort of push my, once my eyes closed, I was pushing them open again. And that's, so eventually this got a little worse. And so I decided to, you know, progress through the medical profession. And eventually was able to find somebody. I was very lucky to find a GP who knew of the condition and diagnosed blepharospasm, and which is a hell of a mouthful. It's actually called benign essential blepharospasm.
God, it gets even longer.
It's even worse, isn't it? So we use the initials BEB these days, and we've had to shorten. We've got a shortened link to our website now called beb.org.au, so that you know, anybody who's listening to this and thinks, oh,
I how do I spell blepharospasm? Yeah.
Have you ever spelled it in Scrabble?
Well, blepharospasm, yeah, it's a good word for you need the PH, and it would be a good word. But it, since then, of course, I was invited to join the support group once I got the treatment, and I've been helping since then with the original founders of the group to try and help other people, who some of whom take years, literally years, to get this condition diagnosed and struggle with it for years and years, and it can be quite debilitating and untreated. Of course, you can't see.
Well, how do you treat it?
Work. Well, the common treatment for most people is botulinum toxin injections.
Botox.
Well, Botox is a brand, and that it's obviously a contraction of botulinum toxin, but Botox is a brand. And there are two others on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. Since we've mentioned one, we'll mention Dysport, and another one called Xiamin, from three different pharmaceutical companies. And so they're all of a similar nature, but some seem to affect people better than others. And there is one case in Perth here where it doesn't suit the person at all, and it has a negative effect. But the vast majority of people get relief from these injections. And it basically puts you back into normal functioning.
So how do people know that they have this condition, as opposed to, you know, because if your eyes just kept shutting, would you think, oh, gee, I'm tired, I need to sleep? What point does it get to the point where you go, no, there's definitely something wrong?
Well, I think when it's not tiredness, and, you know, you've been using the drops for a while, and perhaps you do have a dry eye condition, which is quite common, because this condition affects older people. And mostly older ladies as well, for some reason. It seems to go to females more than males. And it's a malfunctioning of the electrical system, which controls the blinking of the eyes. But believe me, when you can't keep your eyes open, you're forcing them open. And some people have been using tape on their eyes for years, you know. So it's with the treatment, life goes back relatively to normal.
How often do you have to have the injections, John?
I have them about every 12 to 13 weeks, and most people seem to be in that 10 to 14 week window, but of course with any medical condition it varies, but that's the sort of normal period, is about 3 months.
And do you find that the issue is a lot of GPs don't recognise it?
Yeah, particularly the older ones. It's the common theme, and we put these case studies up on our website too. The common theme is that they don't know about it, and you can't see a specialist. Most of the neurologists and the ophthalmologists are familiar with it, but you can't just go and see them. You need a referral. So the first person you have to see is either your optician mate from the golf club, or your GP, or the pharmacist. Mm. So the key function of the support group has been to raise awareness so that people can say, oh, okay, you have a dry eye, but it could be more than that. I'll send you to see somebody who perhaps can diagnose it and treat it.
What sort of effect was it having on your mood prior to you getting the diagnosis, John? Would it get you down?
Terribly. I mean, you know, as you get older, things do happen, of course, but this is debilitating. Not to be able to see normally is one of the worst things. I mean, my mother was blind, so I grew up as a child perhaps understanding what it was like, you know, for somebody to live life not being able to see. And then, you know, I developed this condition, and you think, oh, my God, life is over. And for some people, they feel that way, you know, we get great depression. So, we set out as a support group now to try and help people reduce what is a debilitating condition to a sort of a nuisance. I've just flown back from Alice Springs to have my treatment. In fact, I'm sitting outside the ophthalmologist's office right now, about to go in as soon as we finish this. So you do have to organize your life to have your treatment every 3 months or so.
Mm.
But if that's the worst that can happen as you get through life, then there are worse things.
Oh, well, good on you for raising awareness about it as well. And for people listening, if they suspect somebody, a family member or friend, may have this condition, blepharospasm, the website is beb.org.au.
That will get them there. It's blepharospasmaustralia.org.au. We have a link, beb.org.au. We'll get them there.
Yeah, we'll stick with that one. I think it's much easier on the radio. Good on you, John. It's an interesting story.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, and hopefully somebody benefits.
Thank you so much. John Udall there. He's the spokesman for beb.org.au, blepharospasm.